Welcome to Church Marketing Conversations, where we dive deep into strategies and insights that empower churches to grow and thrive. Join us as we sit down with top church marketing experts, service providers, and innovators to explore what's working in church outreach today. This podcast is hosted by Jeremy G. Woods, CEO and co-founder of Faith Venture Media. Let's embark on this journey to impact communities for Christ, one conversation at a time.
You're listening to this episode of the Church Marketing Conversations podcast, where church marketing experts, service providers for churches, and innovators in church marketing share strategies to help churches grow. I'm Jeremy G. Woods, Church Growth Coach and CEO of Faith Venture Media, a church marketing agency, as well as President of Potter Sauce Ministries Romania. Today here with us is Kiran Morahari of My Church TV. Kiran is an entrepreneur based in Denver, Colorado, dedicated to helping churches adapt to the digital age. As founder of My Church TV, Kiran provides practical digital tools and resources that support churches in expanding their reach and strengthening their connection with their communities and beyond. My Church TV focuses on simplifying digital strategies, enabling churches to grow their ministries and engage effectively with their members and people around the world. Kiran, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm thrilled to have you on the podcast. For those who don't know you, can you share a little bit about your background and how My Church TV got started?
Yeah. Jeremy, thank you so much for having me. We are actually in the midst of the busy campaigns that we have launched in 2025, but thank you so much for bringing me in this podcast. I really appreciate it. Yeah, circling back to your question about how My Church TV has actually started. Right, we started My Church TV back in like about 2 years ago, but the entire vision, the entire process started long ago when I accepted Lord Jesus as my personal savior, and when I had the burden to for the lost souls. And I have to go back 5 years from here, like during COVID, especially when the COVID happened and when people were dying all over the world, I was completely broken, and I was asking God, Lord, why is this happening? Like exactly 5 years from now. And at that time, I was in Boston, and I started my fasting prayers, and I was asking God, why is this happening to human beings, like all over the country, all over the world, why people are dying with this pandemic? And when I was, while I was praying days together, God gave me some content, and I obediently downloaded from him, and I written it down, and I printed that material on the both sides. So the first side is the salvation prayer, and the flip side is another side is about assuring people of not to panic, not to be afraid of what's going on around the world, but we have hope in Jesus. So that kind of things God gave me when I was in prayer. I printed hundreds of those, and I was silently distributing in the public places, like near grocery stores, near the ATM, near the gas stations, especially near the liquor stores or whatnot, especially in the public places. So that was my heart. When people were dying, I had this in my mind. If people die without knowing Christ, that is in vain. I mean, the whole idea of God creating human being is to enjoy the eternity with Jesus in heaven. But if somebody dies on earth without knowing Christ, who is responsible for it? It is us, because Jesus came and he did what he had to do. He shedded his blood. He died for us on the cross, and he gave us the redemption. And after that, he gave us the keys to go and preach the gospel. So the entire My Church TV thing that has happened is on the gospel of Matthew. It says, go into the world and preach the gospel. So with that concept, I came up with this, and then hear what we are doing on the digital platform, We are on social media, we are on TV applications and whatnot. We are here to spread the gospel. So that's the entire background and things about my chest TV.
Ben, thank you for sharing your testimony on how you started. What steps can churches take to use digital methods but still maintain a personal human touch?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jeremy, and thanks for asking. The church is the body of Christ, right? It is not somebody's organization that somebody is owning, or I cannot say my church TV is owned by me or things like that, but the entire church is a body of Christ. And we must never forget that people are at the heart of everything we do. It's
Amen.
for people, right? And to embrace digital transformation while maintaining a personal touch, we should view technology as a tool to deepen relationships, but not replace them, right? And churches can offer online prayer groups, virtual small groups, and live stream services, all while making sure that our opportunities for personal interaction, whether there's that's through chat features or follow-up calls or prayer requests, or you can use all of these tools, but the key is to never let technology become a barrier or, to
Amen.
authenticate connection and love in Christ.
Yeah, I agree completely on that. So, how do you see digital tools expanding the reach of the gospel, especially when you, I guess, compare it to digital methods,
Oh wow.
traditional methods?
Got it. That's a brilliant question again. Digital tools are a mighty tool in our hands, one that allows us to reach people in every corner of the earth, right? But think about it, through social media applications, live streams, or whatnot, we can bring the message of Christ into homes where people may never step in foot in a church building. And it's a new way to fulfill the Great Commission, spreading the gospel to the unreached and unchurched, right? While traditional methods are powerful, digital transformation allows for a constant and ongoing conversation with seekers and believers, transcending time zones and geographical time limits. So we can continue to be in the four walls of the building, church building, but definitely the digital tools will help enhance what churches and pastors are doing.
And can you share any success stories of churches using technology to connect with international or remote audiences? Let's think of this especially in regards to My Church TV, but you can answer also more broadly as well.
Oh, this is very interesting. I need to share this with you. Just yesterday, I was sharing analytics with one of my clients. They've been on My Church TV since last year, and they've been doing great. And yesterday, when I was sharing the analytics, the bishop, whenever he goes live, whenever the broadcast is live on My Church TV, I'm going to share that mind-boggling statistics with you. People from Sweden, people from Ireland are watching our live streams, apart from the US. The count from the US is on top of the list, and people from India, Pakistan are watching silently. And I'll give you another country's name. People from Saudi Arabia are watching this live broadcasting messages, right? So people are being touched from different parts of the world. And then they are receiving the essence, they are receiving the love of Christ, they are receiving the touch of God. Whenever pastors and bishops and church leaders broadcast live from My Church TV, right? So when we share this analytics, we are so overjoyed. And we have other churches that go live every Sunday, and people are watching and people are connected through this platform and they are touched. So the statistics is the evidence that people from different corners of the world. Ireland. I've never been to Ireland myself. I've never been to Sweden. I've never been to Saudi Arabia at all. But people are, watching us and receiving the love of Christ, getting the touch of God. So this is the greatest success story that I can share, that I've shared with my client just yesterday. I'm going to say that this is just the beginning. And we are going to spread, we are going to move with this gospel radically. And the foundation of this is the gospel of Matthew. Go into the world and preach the gospel. And this is what exactly we are doing on My Church TV.
Amen. What advice would you give to churches looking to create consistent and impactful video content?
Passionate, authentic content is the key, right? If we keep the digital platform or My Church TV or whatever we are doing aside for a moment, right? If we talk about the disciples of Christ 2,000 years ago or more, maybe 4,000 years ago, they didn't have any digital platforms, right? They were taught by Jesus. And Jesus Christ imparted them the kingdom of heaven, the love of the Father into them, and they spread into the world and they preached the gospel with the passion, with the power of the Holy Spirit. And at that time, they didn't have any digital platforms at all. So my answer would be passion, authenticity is the key. And when we are using these platforms right now, like digital platforms, social media, things like that, the authentic content is the key. The true heart cannot be replaced. And the churches should aim to create videos that are not only polished, but also heartfelt, touching, right? So speak to the heart of the viewer with stories of transformation, testimonies of God's faithfulness, and teachings that are grounded in scripture. Consistency is crucial. And make sure you're producing content that ministers regularly to your congregation, offering both inspirational and instruction. So, but above all, remain faithful to the gospel. That's the key, for it is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen. Why is having a strong brand important for churches now?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Why is having a strong brand important for churches now?
Branding in church context isn't about marketing gimmicks, right? It's about making sure your identity reflects the heart of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anybody can bring, build the brand, put the nice colors, flashy things, and all. But when Jesus comes and we are caught up in the air in the rapture, everything is stayed back here, right? So whatever branding, the flashy colors and all that we create, we need to, utilize all those things to reflect the heart of Christ. A strong brand helps to communicate who you are as a body of Christ and what you stand for and how you serve your community. And it's a way to make sure your message resonates with the right people and aligns with your mission and of making disciples and sharing the gospel. And what I strongly believe is a strong brand helps people recognize the authenticity and truth you stand for, especially in a world full of distractions.
And so thinking post-pandemic, what new opportunities have emerged for churches to grow and reach their communities?
I'm sorry, you were cut off there. There's a bit of internet, probably.
Oh, okay. So post-pandemic, what new opportunities have emerged for churches to grow and reach their communities?
The pandemic, right? The pandemic accelerated church's digital transformation. Before that, people were regularly gathering physically in the churches, in the church locations or the buildings. But the pandemic taught us to evolve ourselves in the digital platforms in a way that was once unimaginable, right? It forces us to look beyond our physical buildings and embrace new ways of connecting with people. And churches quickly adopted live streaming, and the social media outreach has happened, and online giving, and all these things happened. And in future, these strategies will continue to evolve as we learn how to reach people more effectively in an increasingly digital world. So it keeps evolving, but the essence will remain the same, right? The gospel, the love of Christ will remain the same, but definitely the digital things will keep on increasing in the near future.
What role does building a culture of innovation and adaptability play in building a successful volunteer-led digital team?
Well, that's a great question. Innovation is a direct reflection of our faith in God, period, right? Who is always creating, always moving forward. And building a culture of innovation means fostering a mindset where volunteers feel free to experiment, fail, and learn, knowing that the work we do is for His glory, right? My own example of building this MyChurch TV platform. It never existed before, and silently I was doing the gospel on the streets, distributing tracts and everything. But yeah, adaptability means being willing to change as the world changes and embracing new tools and strategies to fulfill the mission. And when a church embraces this mindset, it builds a volunteer team that is flexible, passionate, and able to meet the needs of an ever-evolving world.
So, sort of on that same topic, what advice would you give to church leaders who face resistance to digital ministry from within their congregation or within their leadership team?
Oh, well, I would encourage church leaders to have faith, patience, and clarity of your calling, right? Why are you serving the Lord? What is your calling? And as long as you have that clarity, have patience, have faith in God that He's going to drive it. Because the Bible says, I will build my church. So the church belongs to Jesus. It is not my organization. It is not somebody's XYZ organization. So it is His church, and we need to have faith in that. So digital ministry isn't just about technology. It's about fulfilling the Great Commission again. Share the vision, emphasizing how digital tools can further the mission of Christ by reaching people who might never step into a physical church. Now, people keep on going to the church every Sunday, every week, and years together. But what about those people who never attend church? What about those people who go to pubs and clubs and, who will preach gospel to them? The gospel, the love of Christ should reach those people, and somebody should share the love of Christ with them, right? So lead with love, lead with compassion, and show that technology is not a replacement of in-person ministry, but a tool to expand it to all of these places where people may not go, but with the usage of technology and tools, we can preach the gospel to those unreached places. So address these concerns and be open to feedback while always keeping Christ at the center of your efforts.
And what digital tools and platforms do you recommend for churches who want to build effective discipleship programs?
Well, there are a number of tools out there to help with discipleship. Platforms like Church Online, YourVersion, Bible App, RightNow Media is a great tool. And My Church TV is the latest tools that we have built since years together now. These tools offer great resources for Bible studies, group discussions, and personal growth. Additionally, you can use tools like Zoom, Microsoft Teams to allow them for virtual small groups. And I'm just quoting all of these tools, but I will recommend My Church TV to be a wonderful latest tool right now, right? To really connect with people and connect with the lost world and also retain the believers and keep them in the faith. So while keeping them in the faith, reach to the new people, reach to the sinning world, and preach the gospel. So My Church TV is a key to use these tools to create deep and meaningful relationships that keep people growing in Christ.
You already kind of touched on this, but I was wondering if you may have maybe had some more to say. How can churches remain mission-driven while adopting cutting-edge tools and technologies?
Wow. Yeah. We can evolve, always evolve. The gospel of Jesus Christ is unchanging, right? But the
Amen.
technology is evolving. So
Yeah.
the technology should always be used as a tool to amplify that message of Jesus Christ, which is unchanging, not to distract from it. So churches should ensure that every new technology or platform serves the mission of reaching the lost, discipling believers, and serving their communities. The heart of the church remains grounded in Christ. And as we adopt new tools, we must remain laser focused on his mission, reaching the unreached, saving the sinners, and bringing them to the Lord Jesus. And also, the logo that we have created, the triangle going upwards with seven stars, that represents, that has a deeper meaning in it. Seven stars represent seven churches of Christ, of God. And the arrow going upwards is like plundering earth and populating heaven, going upwards. So I don't know if it is prophetic, you can name it, but you can name it as creative or prophetic. But yeah, that's the mission, and we are laser focused on this mission.
So for churches seeking to collaborate with other faith-based organizations or businesses, what advice do you have for them?
I will say, do not treat your church as your church or your organization, right? It is a body of Christ, and we are servants and great stewards in it. And we have got great responsibility when we are, managing the church or organization. So collective effort is the key. Unfortunately, there are many denominations that evolved, AD. After Christ, like Baptist, Pentecost, Catholic, and so many other things. But God loves everyone. God is coming. Jesus is coming from everyone, right? So if we carry this mindset of the heart of Father, then we need to collaborate as one church, as one body of Christ, and walk together. And as we are living in these end days, we need to have that mindset to preach the gospel and reach the gospel in those places where it is not reached yet. And with that, we can quicken the coming of Lord Jesus. We always pray, Maranatha, Lord, come soon, right? And then we pray and we take these efforts to reach the gospel to these ends of nations. With that, we can actually quicken the coming of the Lord Jesus. And this can happen effectively with the help of these technology and tools.
So sort of related to what you just now said, how can churches effectively engage their community throughout the week with email, social media, and video?
Oh, I would say keep the conversation going. Use all the tools, like use emails to send weekly devotional, prayer prompts, or Bible reading plans, which churches are doing effectively. I know that because I visited so many churches and they have all the plans in place. Social media is a great place for day-to-day interactions. Keep your church members connected every single day because you don't know what church members are going through Monday through Saturday, right? And also we have connect groups during the weekdays, but keep the connection on a daily basis. That's where uplifting happens, and keep on sharing those uplifting messages and keep on posting about community events. Keep them connected. And video is powerful for quick messages and live updates, or even testimonies that showcase how God is working in your life and in your community. And see, consistency is the key, I would say, right? Stay present and stay loving and stay focused on your mission to serve and share Christ's love. And when you're on a mission, right, you're never resting. You're never resting because the enemy is not resting. He's going around like a roaring lion, whom to devour 24 by 7. He works, right? So as a commissioned minister of God, you need to stay focused, keep the consistency on, keep on doing repeatedly, and stay present by the help of God.
Good. And so going a little bit into what you just said, what are some creative ways churches can promote their events online?
Online, use social media to create buzz. Now, Facebook, Instagram, people are sticking onto Instagram for so much time. TikTok, and use these platforms so effectively and post some sneak peeks and behind the scenes footage and interactive posts that get people excited. Right, and create a shareable content like event teasers, countdowns, or save the date graphics. And don't forget to use live streaming or video storytelling to highlight the impact of past events and showing the tangible change the church is making in the community. And lastly, I would say partner with influencers or community leaders to help amplify your efforts and engage your church leaders and engage those members. Identify the talents of your church members who are regularly attending your church meetings and Sunday events. Identify their talents and keep them engaged in the mission work.
And as an entrepreneur, what lessons have you learned about innovating with purpose, and how can churches apply these lessons?
This is my favorite question. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur myself, and I didn't even spell the entrepreneur right. And I couldn't even write the spelling of entrepreneur right back in those years now. But that passion, the zeal, the drive has always been there to be an entrepreneur. But lately, maybe 6, 7 years now, or 10 years now, purpose-driven entrepreneurship is that really lit me up, right? So innovation with purpose is all about serving greater good. It's not just chasing trends, being up there, but creating something that aligns with your core mission. And for churches, it means embracing new technology, methods, and strategies, but always staying true to the call of Jesus, right? I would say be clear about your mission and innovate to serve people in new, effective ways. And be a servant, be a servant, be available for people. Every new idea should answer the question, how can this help us better fulfill the Great Commission? So if I keep in my mind, how can this help? How can the technology help fulfill the Great Commission? I think the path is clear. I can do all things to Christ who strengthens me.
Amen. Completely agree. So as we're coming to a close, what What's one piece of advice you'd give to a church just starting its digital marketing journey?
I would say stick on to your calling, know your calling. In different parts of the world, there are different churches, and it is heartbreaking to see, pastors not knowing the calling. In different places, they start and they undergo persecution, and the advice that I can give right now is know the word of God. Know the word of God, right? It is here to stay, and his word is eternal and it is true. Know the word of God and learn apologetics. When someone comes and challenges you, why Jesus? Right? You should be able to answer that by quoting the scriptures. And take courage, be bold, because persecution has been happening in the Old Testament. Persecution has happened during Jesus' time. Persecution has happened after Jesus. And persecution is still happening in the technology world as well. But be bold and be confident that Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. You need not rely on technology. You need not rely on social media, all the tools, but rely on the rock. As the book of Peter says, rely on the rock, then you are firm, your faith is firm, and you can do exploits for the Lord. And these are just simple platforms. These are just the tools that will really help your mission to fulfill. So my advice to churches is stay focused on your calling.
Jerome, this has been an incredibly insightful conversation. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us. So, for those tuning in, don't forget to visit My Church TV at mychurchtv.app, and the link is in the description. And also be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to, listening or watching from, and tune in to our future episodes. Thank you again, Kiran, for coming on.
Thank you so much, Jeremy, for having me on your show. And please subscribe to My Church TV. I have to market My Church TV because this is the greatest tool right now, one of the great tools right now, to come and preach and reach millions. And we're going to share all the links possible where you can subscribe to My Church TV, where you can watch My Church TV. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on Threads, we are on YouTube, LinkedIn, we are everywhere on all social media. And www.mychurchtv.app, so that's where you can go and learn more about us and subscribe and watch us and strengthen your faith.
Actually, I remember from our conversation a few months ago, you even explained why people should use that instead of YouTube, or at least in addition. Can you explain more about it? You explained about the like churches being kicked off of YouTube, things like that.
Oh, yeah, this is a great question, Jeremy.
Yes.
Thanks for asking again. We have YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and all these platforms, right? But what, according to statistics, while people are more on these kind of platforms, there's an increase of short-term memory. People are forgetting things. Oh, what did I do just 10 minutes ago? What I have to do next? These are the things, Because you have too much of content on social media, and you have everything on social media. One time you swipe, you get some prank or comedy. One time you swipe, immediately you'll get some bad news, maybe about COVID. You swipe again, you get some news about politics and people having difference of opinions. You have everything going on. It's a chaotic world out there, and you are confused, and that leads you to a purposeless life. That is dangerous, right? So the enemy keeps you in entertainment, and it feels good in your soul. It feels good in your emotions, but it is a trap. And it is deceiving thing that you will waste your time and you will lose your purpose for what you've built for, right? Because God has a purpose for you, each and every person on this earth, and you will lose that purpose. So that is very dangerous. And the reason we built My Church TV is that you'll be focused, and you'll be focused on the faith content, and you'll be encouraged. And we cherry pick the content, and we put up there on My Church TV that what you need to watch. And you have content for every age group, right from kids, the primary school, the high school, the youth, the married couple. We are concerned about the marriages, right? And the youth, the old, every category. We want to build for every person, and we want to see their faith growing strong, from strength to strength. So you can take advantage of that. You have free trial. You can see, experiment, and if you feel good about it, you can continue the subscription, and we are benefited out of it as well, right? It's just $3 to be on to subscribe to My Church TV and to watch the content, the video library, and the watch live is always has been free. So that helps us to build the kingdom further. Whatever we get, we sow. We seriously sow into the kingdom work. And we are working with a lot of people around the world where the gospel needs to be preached. So we are serious kingdom people. And please subscribe. Please support our mission. Please support our cause. This is my humble request.
Thank you so much, Karan.
You've been listening to Church Marketing Conversations. We appreciate you joining us today and hope you walk away with actionable strategies to grow your church's impact. For more episodes, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and visit faithventuremedia.com for additional resources. Until next time, keep spreading the word and making an impact in your community.